Time now for your letters. Daniel Schorr's commentary last week about the Hamas victory in the Palestinian elections posed the question, what do you do when you hold a completely democratic election and the bad guys win? That comment drew a number of letters, including this one from Jack Dresser of Springfield, Oregon. The comments by usually sage Daniel Schorr this morning would have been more complete, fair, and balanced had he mentioned that the Hamas demand for Israeli withdrawal from the occupied territories also reflects UN Resolution 242 and many other UN resolutions that Israel has ignored. These resolutions are based on international laws prohibiting acquisition and occupation of land by aggressive war, which Israel waged in 1967. And the fourth Geneva Convention, to which Israel is a signatory, that prohibits population transfers into occupied territories. Mr. Dresser goes on, it is quite unfair to represent these Hamas demands as if they are simply arbitrary or unreasonable. They are not two sides of a civil dispute. This is a dispute between lawful Palestinian demands and unlawful Israeli actions. Jan Swofford's piece last week, comparing Beethoven's Ninth Symphony and his lesser-known Missa Solemnis, prompted a great deal of mail. I extend sincere thanks to Jan Swofford and NPR for bringing Beethoven's great but underappreciated Missa Solemnis to the attention of a wider audience, writes Martin Anderson of Seattle, Washington. Swofford's artistically engaged commentary was intelligent, timely, and illuminating. Many of you asked who was performing the version of the Missa Solemnis used in that segment. It was James Levine conducting the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. And Shanti Ghosh of Seattle added a note about Schiller's Ode to Joy, which Beethoven incorporated into the Ninth Symphony. With all the public enthusiasm about the joy and brotherly love depicted in the chorale, it is interesting to remember that Schiller, because of censorship, was forced to substitute the word joy for freedom in the poem, changing Freiheit to Freude. Beethoven apparently was aware of this. Rubinstein called it Ode to Freedom, and Bernstein recorded it with this title. Write to us, just go to our webpage, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link.